The Audubon Wheelers fell in a back-and-forth battle with the Missouri Valley Big Reds 50-45 on Monday night. The Big Reds led by as much as 11 points on the night, in which the Wheelers closed the gap, but that closure was not enough at the end of the night. The first half was an intense defensive battle, as both teams rolled under 20 points entering halftime, with the Big Reds up top 18-17 at the half. Where it really came close was the second half, as both teams continued to have answers for any shot that was put up on the board. This is where we started to see Austin Christensen drive to the basket for Audubon, while Brody Longer answered back on the opposite side of the floor for Missouri Valley. It came down to the last 3 minutes, as Audubon was in foul trouble late with 10 fouls in the fourth quarter alone, and could never close the 5-point gap. Missouri Valley was led on the night by Brody Longer with 17 points, as he could have added more, but went just 50% from the free throw line. Behind him on the night was Dane Jansen with 14 points, as he split his total to 7 in the first half and 7 in the second. Leighton Mason had 11 points, all of which came in the second half of action. Mason Herman had 3 points, while Jackson Tennis and Dalen Corsor finished off the night with 2 points each. Audubon was led on the night by Austin Christensen, as he knocked down his new career high with 26 points on the night. Wherever the basketball fell on the court, Christensen was there to collapse it and led on a new offensive drive. While proud of his performance, he still wanted the win at the end of the night for him and his teammates.
I feel like they were good for the most part, and everybody just had to keep their heads up and keep playing. Gives me a little more confidence and willing to be able to do something with the ball now.
Taking a look at the other top scorers for Audubon, Edward Miller put down 9 points on the night, including a crucial 3-pointer towards the end of the game. Carson Wessel finished the night with 6 points and 4 second-half points. Aaron Olson finished off scoring on the night with 4 points to round out the score sheet. The Wheelers share the same mentality with Christensen, as they're looking for another way to get back in the groove.
We need to persevere and need to work a little bit harder.
Missouri Valley improves to 5-8 in the season and 3-8 in conference play for their first win over Audubon since January 15, 2015. Audubon falls to 5-9 on the season and 4-7 in conference action. The Wheelers will return to action tonight when they take on Riverside with an opening tip-off at 7:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.